Roughly 25 miles west of Tripoli, along the Mediterranean, is the town of Zawiya. It was the site of a violent standoff this morning. Thousands of anti-government protesters had gathered in the town square in the shadow of a mosque. On the road between Tripoli and Zawiya, on the outskirts of town, army forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi were massing.
The army attacked, but was pushed back to the edge of town by the protesters. After that initial attack, we managed to get through to a demonstrator in the square. He was on his cell phone. He's a 58-year-old businessman who gave us the name Mohammed. He described the protesters as a formidable group and said they were heavily armed.
There's a lot of machine guns here, which is the opposition. They are testing their weapons because they are ready for the Gaddafi regime is able to come in. They close all the roads coming to the square. They have tanks here. They have machine guns. They have artillery. They have Kalashnikov. They have small handguns and machetes and you name it. They have the weapons and they are ready for the bastards.
I'm hearing a lot of chaos in the background behind you. Is that gunfire that I'm hearing?
Yes, this is the center, man. This square here has a mosque. And from the mosque, they announce what's happening and what's going on. So they are encouraging the people to stay put and not to fire on the air because they're really happy to get rid of this bastard.
How many people are there in the square?
Right now, I'd say at least 2,000-3,000, at least. Something's happening now.
What just happened? We heard that. What just happened?
Something's happening now. Yeah, there's something happening. They are going to one corner where the opposition are coming through. Yeah, right now. Something is happening. You hear this much? Something's happening right now. Are you still with me, man?
I'm here. Are you in a safe place right now?
Something's happening right now.
Are you in a safe place?
Well, I'm in the square, man, just like everybody else. A lot of people run to the rooftops and hiding behind trees and buildings, but most of them still in the square.
So you're in an open area right now?
Yes, ma'am, we are. A lot of machine guns being fired.
Do you know if it's the protesters firing, or are you being fired upon?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm not sure. As I told you, a couple of thousand, maybe 3,000 people here. Almost everybody's armed here. Almost everybody. Some heavy guns, machine guns, some handguns, some machetes, some everything.
Are you armed yourself?
No, ma'am. I did not go to the barricade to get my own arm. Everybody grabs what they can, and they arm themselves. I see a tank coming in right now. The opposition just took it. You hear the tank? Yeah, they just took it from the opposition, I guess, from Gaddafi's regime.
When you say they took it, what do you mean by that?
Well, I see a tank coming to the square, so it either came from Gaddafi regime is people, or from one of those.
Did the tank roll through the barricade there? Is it now in the square?
It's right in the square right now. It's with the opposition.
So
I think it's just a celebration. So don't be alarmed.
All right. I want to make sure I understand something. The tank that rolled in, was that an army tank that the protesters overtook?
Yes, it's an army tank, yes.
But now it's what?
Now it's with the opposition. There's like 5-6 tanks with the opposition right now.
Did the army just abandon those tanks?
I'm not sure. They abandoned them or the, if they want to call it the revolutionary, they went and got them from the camps. It's either or. I'm not sure. I just saw them here in the square.
What do you know about casualties or deaths in the area?
The casualties here, I just went to the grave site where they had buried this morning 6 people. I see them right there in front of me. There are 6 new graves. And in the hospitals, they say hundreds in the hospital, a lot of them with the heavy injuries.
The wires are reporting that there are several people who have been wounded in this sit-in. Have you had a chance to visit the hospitals? Do you know anything about what's going on at the hospitals there?
Well, I hear rumors, ma'am, that they went to the hospital and they emptied the hospitals from the injured people because the doctor's son, which his name is Saif al-Islam or something, he was supposed to be bringing some people from the media and showing them that there was nothing happening and everything is it's in order, schools are open, and this is a lie. Schools are closed, shops are closed, the streets are deserted, empty, except for a few cars here and there, and there's nothing happening in the city. It's completely shut down. And people are staying in their houses, except the people right here in the square right now, and they are coming from everywhere in Zawiya. There are young people, as young as maybe 10 or 15, but there's a lot of old people as well.
How long have the protesters been there at in that square in front of the mosque?
5 days today. I think 4 or 5 days.
And how long do you think they're willing to stay?
They're willing to stay till he goes or we go. And that's a fact. I know it from their faces.
Mohammed, the world is watching and listening to what's going on in Libya right now. What, if anything, should the international community do?
I think they should interfere, ma'am. The United States should do something. They're not going to say like what they said in Egypt or Tunisia, okay, we are not doing anything until they knew that the regime is gone, and then they stepped in. And that's what they are doing in Libya right now. They are staying away until they know that the people are taking over, and then they're going to come in. But we want them to do that before that happens. We want them to do that and show that they are for the people, for the Constitution, for freedom. This country has suffered a lot. 42 years. That's enough.
We've been speaking to a businessman in the town of Zawiya. He's 58 years old. And he's been describing what's happening in a sit-in right in front of a mosque in the town square there. Mohammed, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.